All right. So I was thinking this week of what to talk about. And really, nothing really came to mind. Until sometime during the week, this I guess I call it this, are you hiding from the Lord? And the things that came to my mind was, if you remember all the way back in the beginning, there was Adam and Eve. And they were in the garden. Beautiful garden. Probably something much more than we can imagine. Animals and everything. Everything is in harmony. They got to walk with God Himself in the evening. They were very open with Him. They knew He cared for them and He loved them. But as time went on, and we don't know how long they were there, God had one commandment for them, and that was not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, we don't know what that fruit was, but we know the fruit was the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. All right? And there's another tree in the garden, too, which was a tree of life. But the serpent kind of deceived Eve. And God, the serpent says, hey, did God say you should not eat of any tree of the garden? Oh, no. God says you shall not eat it or touch it. She added a little bit to what God had said. And I could imagine the conversation went on, hey, touch it. See, you didn't die. Because she's added a little bit on top of what God had already said. He says, don't eat it. He didn't put, don't touch it. Now, a lot of times we do this kind of thing. Okay, if I don't do this, then I won't leap over into sin in those ways. So as they're there, they decided to go ahead and eat the fruit. And then they realize they were naked. At that point, they wanted to hide from God. Their friend, their creator. And as he came into the garden and he's looking for them, I always like that, he's looking for them. He knew where they were. He asked them the question, what had they done? Because they were hiding. Well, there was the fruit and we ate. At least they were honest. They weren't trying to hide that. So I started to think about that a little bit, and for us, is there something that's in our lives that we really sort of hide from God? We want to hide from Him because He is so righteous, and then we think of ourselves, I don't really want to be in His presence because I've done something wrong. And as we go through life and we start to pray and ask God for things, and sometimes the only time that we ever talk to Him is when we want things. It's not like that relationship that Adam and Eve had before the fall. They enjoyed his company. They enjoyed being with him. As believers, we trust in the Lord. We have all of this excitement. And we're walking with him. And as we walk along, and there are all of these things that are happening in the world. Ideas. Sometimes we look at them. And sometimes we side with ideas or people who are totally against the Lord. Now, God brings these people in our path for a number of reasons. He brings them in our path for us to share with them God's love, his truth, and his salvation. But if we are afraid that we're going to lose friendship, we won't share that with them. And we want to hide. And then we go to God and we are saying, well, what is this relationship, God? I don't have a relationship with you. And in some cases, we have adopted ideas that are totally against him. I can remember back, this has been years ago, when I believe this was in the 60s maybe a little bit later, maybe in the 70s, I can't remember when, but there was this lady on the place that I was working, and she was discussing things about abortion. Oh, I don't agree with it. Oh, no, that's wrong. I don't agree with it. But I don't think that women should have the right over their own bodies. Well, if you don't agree with it, instead of passing that through the eyes of God, God doesn't agree with it. You shouldn't agree with it. Or compromise with these things. So we start to say, well, it's okay, but I'm not going to do it. It's okay for you, but it's not okay for me. If it's not okay for you, and you know that the Lord desires something else, then you need to follow what the Lord says. I mean, even in conversation, you get the opportunity to stick up and show God's understanding and his wisdom and his perspective on things. He puts us here for that. He puts us in all kinds of situations. And a number of times we look at it, and a lot of times we say, yes, we love the Lord. And if you can think back, you've been in situations that you've denied that you know him by what you say and by what you proclaim. By agreeing with some of these ideas, you're now on the opposite side from the Lord. You're actually, I think it's in scriptures, where you agree with such things. You know, God looks at our hearts. And you can't split one side and say one thing and believe another. So if you're supporting it, well, I support their right to do X, Y, Z. How can you support that? You can be loving about it and say, hey, the scripture says and God says that is an abomination. That is wrong. That is murder. That is against what God wants. And because you're in that, you know, no good thing will come about as a result. I mean, if we think about the millions of babies that have been destroyed or murdered, and I'm always curious why no one calls it straight out as it is murder. Because it is. It's murder. It's the helpless. How much more coward can you be? He can't fight back. He can't do anything. But because you can, you squash it out. And when we sort of, it's because they weren't able to take care of the baby. It's because all of these reasons to justify it. When you go to God, you kind of want to hide. You really don't want him near you. To give you a sort of an image of coming before God, and you come, are you going to be afraid that, well, I hope he doesn't know about something? He knows. The best thing we can do when we come or we talk to the Lord on a regular basis, and that little thing that comes in your mind that says, that's wrong, repent. Because you want that relationship. Be open with everything that you do. I mean, include everything. Don't have things that you do and says, I hope God doesn't see. He sees. It's an open book. Okay? It's not that you're going to do something over here and you're thinking, and a lot of times many of us think we live in the old covenant. Okay, I'll do this. I'll go back, offer sacrifice, pray, and ask God to forgive me. I'm sorry. You know, if we read in Scripture, we remember when God was so upset with Israel about their sacrifices. I don't want these things. Why? It's because of that idea, I'll do it. I'll just bring a lamb. Okay, and go back out and do it again. Or I'll do some good works, and that should take care of it. Well, sin is so horrible in the eyes of God that he doesn't want to destroy us. Because if he was the kind of God that the first time you sin, I don't think anybody would be living on the face of the earth. We'd all be dead. Because he's so merciful that he allows us to continue, and he gives you the strength, and you continue to walk it. Well, he hasn't struck me down yet. What? If we continue in that kind of mode, sin, go back, and you pray, ask God to forgive you. And when you do that, I don't know if he even hears you, because the heart hasn't even changed. It hasn't even come to the point, God, I want to walk in what you want me to do. I'm talking about on a daily basis, moment to moment, desiring to do what he wants you to do. In that moment, I mean, all of us can think about, okay, I'm getting ready to do this. And I like what you said about Ben Carson. You know, that is so powerful. Of praying, even when God has given you skills to do things. And that's something I learned years ago. Is you ask the Lord's direction. And if we're thinking about we're being born again, and we've received God, and we've received the Spirit. And in the Scriptures it tells us in John that he lives in us. If he's living in us, should we not look like him in the things that we do? Should we not think about, Lord, direct my path today? You hear something, how should I respond? That's the second. It doesn't take, it's a nanosecond or even less. Okay, how do I respond? You don't even have to verbalize it. If our desire is to do all that He says in every aspect of our lives, when it comes to someone being harmful to you or misusing you or abusing you, Lord, how do you want me to respond? Sometimes we just have to give up what we think our rights are and say, Lord, what do you want? I desire to do what you want. I desire to fulfill your work through me. And as you walk along and you hear things and speak God's perspective to your friends, your family, that they may grow. Because, as we all know, the kingdom of God is at hand. He's coming, and those that are against him, and I hope none of us are, because, you know, we have sided with people or with ideas that are totally against him. In that case, you start to back away and you want to hide from him because you are thinking that he's against you when all he wants you to do is just repent. Repent. And repentance is not going to God, making this big proclamation, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it again. And I can guarantee you, you'll do it again. Everybody's been there. You don't like what you're doing, but you find yourself helpless to stop it. You're convicted that it's wrong, and you cry out, God, help me. I'm not going to do it again. We need to just be honest with him. Lord, this is sin. I know it's sin. I know it's against you. And I'm helpless. I need your power and your strength to overcome this. Because if you could overcome it, what do you need with God? What do you need with his spirit? You don't need it. Because you can do it. And all of us have been there, and some of us are still there trying to overcome things that have been strongholds in our lives forever. And just the one thing is just to yield to God. Says, Lord, and this is part of his grace. His grace is giving you the power to overcome. But I'm sorry, you can't boast in that power to overcome. You may go a little while, oh man, I'm great, and you'll fall. It's only when you start to yield your life to Yeshua. And if you asked him, Lord, what is it I need to do? What is it I need to repent of? He'll show you. And then they'll go look over at somebody, well, boy, you know, they do that. And I see you using them, so I guess it's okay. No. You know, they have to answer to him too. You can't look over as Peter did. What about him? What about this guy? And the Lord says, you follow me. So that's the message to each person, is that you follow the Lord. You know, I remember what Ralph said last week, and I've always loved this, and I've always desired that, is, you know, we pray for people, and we want to see instant healing just with a word as Yeshua. A lot of times we don't have the confidence to do that. Why? Because the relationship with God isn't what it's supposed to be. And if Yeshua said, I do only what I see my Father do, how much more for us is that our relationship is so close with Him that we do what we see Him doing. I mean, that's my desire. I hope everyone here has that same desire to walk out what God has for us. And many of us don't know the depths of what He has in store for us if we just yield our lives, our hearts, our minds, our soul, everything to Him. And not be hiding from Him. Not really? Yeah, well, let me go and pray now. But that should be an ongoing thing. So as you face trials or temptations, He's there, and listen to what He says. Somebody does something to you that's evil. Our normal response is to strike back. Instead of, Lord, what's going on and how do you want me to respond? What do you want to do here? This person obviously does not know you. I mean, this is one of the things I've said for a long, long time. I don't know if I've ever told anybody here this, but when you have conflicts, one person against the other, and they're hating each other, one or both of them don't know the Lord. And I said this in the context of sometimes people in my race that say, okay, these guys are against me. Oh, we need to. You're asking somebody to do right. Well, my thing is, well, does anybody your own color do the same thing to you? And they go, oh. I said, so the problem is that they don't know the Lord, whoever it is that's mistreating you. They don't know the Lord, and you're expecting them to act like they know the Lord. They can't. So what you need to do is pray for them and say, Lord, help me. First off, and a lot of these things happen to us so that we can see where we are. He knows where we are. A lot of us say, hey, I trust the Lord. And then you get in a position where you need to trust the Lord and you fail. Oh, He doesn't love me. Wait a minute. Why did He do that? So that you can see where you are. He knows where you are. Trials that come in our lives, He knows exactly where we are. He puts things in our path so that you can see where you are. So that you can repent and go closer to Him instead of start to fight against Him. I don't really want to do that. One of the other things that's a lot of hindrance sometimes for us is that, well, if I get real close to Him, He may ask me to do something that seems stupid. What do you care? Why should you care what He asks you to do? Yeah, it may seem stupid. But if you're thinking about, here's the creator of the universe, He's going to direct me on what's right. If I look stupid, so what? If I'm politically incorrect, so what? I'm going to share this one last story and then I'll be done. This was several years ago, probably, oh man, it's been a long time, probably 20, 30 years ago. But I was working for General Electric at the time, and there was my coworker. He came in to work several days, and you know, he was trying to lose some weight, so he started to get thinner and thinner and thinner. I walked up to him and said, "Man, you are sick." Well, that's not right to tell people. But I did tell him, "You're sick. You need to go see a doctor. There's something wrong with you." No, I'm okay. You know, so he continued on. He came, one day he didn't come to work. And I said to myself, good, maybe he went to see a doctor. Well, it turned out he died. He had an ulcer. I mean, he was fidgeting so much that he was sleeping in another bedroom, his wife, and she went in there and there was blood everywhere. And one of the engineers there said, you know, he felt so bad because he had not told the man to go see a doctor while he was there. So, for us, be bold enough to speak to someone when you see them, something happening in their lives that you, and not be, well, I really don't want to hurt their feelings. It's really not politically correct to say something. Well, do you care about the person? God cares about them. Therefore, we should care. Therefore, we are commanded to care. And share with them whatever the Lord places on your heart to share with them. Thank you. Father, we thank you for your words. Lord, may each of us open ourselves up to be examined by you, and to allow you to work in our lives and be yielded enough to open up every part of our lives, and that we do not hide anything from you, so that the relationship can be strong and that we can move forward.